Okay, continuing down then on this system, the database is the first part of this of the system, and the database is where you record. Who did I call? When did I call? Who should I call next? How frequently? And all these sorts of things. And that's the access database. Then obviously we're going to use the telephone to screen a call. We're going to go through the process, you know, when you call them, what do you say, first, second, third, and so on down the line. Then you want to establish the ability to fax somebody right out of your computer. So if they say, can you send me a picture of that vehicle? Can you show me what your apartments look like or whatever? We can send them a fax right from our computers. And that's WinFax Pro. Very easy to set that up. And you can create a document in Microsoft Word. Just, you know, put some graphics around it. We could help you on that if you needed some help on developing a little something you want to send out to customers. And you certainly want to be able to auto-email them. I'm not sure that I auto-emailed to you guys, but I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. You want to, you know, in a PDF file, you can get programs that'll take Word documents and convert them to a PDF. PDF file looks a little more professional than sending somebody a Word document. So you can go on the internet and you can get a free application that will convert a Word document to a PDF file, which is handy. And then you can also use this application to take a PDF file and you can go in there and edit it. So if somebody sends you a PDF file, you could actually go in there and make some changes. If you want to know the name of that program, you'd have to call me because I got it on the computer and my IT guy put it in there and I'm not sure exactly what it is. You got to create scripts. You don't use a script when you make phone calls because it's got to be natural. But you got to have something that you thought through and that you and your boss or your peers or whatever, you sit down. We're going to give you some scripts that we use. And that'll give you a basis to get started. And then, you know, you make them better as you go by. But if somebody says to me, well, tell me why I should buy this from you, you can't be hemming and hawing. You know, you got to have it nailed. So that's where a script comes in. You can go right to that, and you got to have it right in front of you there. And we'll, you know, get into each of those kinds of things. You got to have what's in it for me materials. What's in it for me? People don't care about anything other than what's in it for me. You know, why should I do this? Well, this is a one-time offer, and we're introducing our new golden preferred customer application, which lets you go on the internet at any time, get a downloaded upgraded software without any further cost. You get 14 hours a year with our top technical engineers on parts and so on. You get exploded views. You get a lot, you know. So, but you got to create all this, so that the content, and then you use the phones. And then when you start selling them that, you can sell them other stuff. And that's the key. You know, as part of this, we're going to send a service engineer over there to do a maintenance and adjustment contract. I love that. A maintenance and adjustment contract. That's like letting the wolf into the chicken coop to come in and inspect things and buy some lunches for people and then start selling them more stuff. You know, but the person that goes in to do the maintenance and adjustment contract, they got to have a heads up that they need to be in there selling stuff. You know, not just go in there and tweak the machines and so on. They got to get in there and start, you know, working with you. You know, Susan, you need somebody working with you to go out to your customers. Every single account needs to be assigned to somebody. So that if a sale occurs, somebody gets a commission. And then, you know, Melissa, I'm going to have 10,000 records in my database. I'm going to assign 5,000 to you and 5,000 to Susan. Anything happens with your 5,000, you get paid something. So I might have other people in the service department that I give them 1,000 of my accounts. Hey, look, if you don't have anything going on, call some of these customers. And you know, when you start assigning accounts to people, you'd be amazed at how often phone calls start happening. You know, maybe you're going to give a service guy 10 accounts. You know, I don't know. But we don't want them working 1,000 accounts. We only want them working 10 accounts, but we want them calling them regularly. You know, once a month is good enough. If nothing better than that can happen. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is this cost of use example, which is on the board. This is so critical. Why should I buy your stuff? Like we talked about the CNMG 432 5,000. You know, my first thought was, let's give them a discount. We're going to sell it to them for $450 instead of $5. We're going to burn up our profit dollars. If I'd asked some questions, we would have, as a group, we figured out we would have sold it to them for $650 instead of $450. And I'd probably be running General Electric. Anyhow, This is the kind of thing that you need to create for your products and your services. And I can't do it for you because it's not easy to do. I'm doing the easy one here. But let's say I got two batteries, battery A and battery B. Battery A sells for $4 and battery B sells for $6. Well, if I call up Susan and I say, we got a battery we're selling and it's $6. Well, a customer's gonna say, well, you know, don't call me again because I'm paying only $4 for my battery. So now we have to somehow be able to explain this to a customer. A lot of times they hang up on us and so on. So that's why we got to say, would it be all right if I asked you a couple of questions about your present supplier? Now you noticed I didn't say, who is your present supplier? I said, would it be all right if I asked you about your, and that's the difference. Would it be all right if I asked you about the life of your present? Oh, you get one day. Okay, well let me tell you that according to the International Battery Life Institute of America, our batteries are certified to last 3 days.